This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Glamier. Hi, this is Dr. Tabitha Samir. I'm a cosmetic dermatologist, owner, and founder of Mir Skin Cosmetic in New York City, and star of an Emmy Award-winning Bravo TV show. My podcast is all about great conversations with your favorite celebrities, media personalities, and well-known experts in the worlds of lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. Through their stories, I hope to uplift, inspire, and educate. This is Glamier.
All right. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Glamier. I'm Mir, and today I've got somebody who I just love. I've got married to medicine OG, entrepreneur, fashionista, philanthropist. What does this woman not do? I've got Quad in the house.
Yes, Tabitha, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Okay, I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, you're so sweet.
We had a little bit of a kerfuffle before we started. There was a fire drill.
Oh, God, life happens, doesn't it?
In a radio station, but we're good.
Yeah, everybody's safe.
We're safe and there's no fires.
All right.
Except the ones
well,
that
we're hot.
We're hot.
Okay, so it's fire in a building.
The fire right here. Well, except for the fires on your show, you guys are having a heavy season.
Oh, God.
Married
Tell
to
me
medicine.
About it.
This season has been heavy.
It has.
You guys are almost all becoming unmarried to medicine.
Oh, it's looking like it, huh? I mean, well, but, you know, I think, you know, what I do love about Married to Medicine is that, you know, we show what we're actually going through mm-hmm. for the most part of us, you know.
Yeah.
I know for myself, I've always been very forthcoming, very honest about, you know, my life's journey mm-hmm. and where I'm going. And I feel that that's how I'm able to inspire others. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do that with cherry picking or putting on a facade. It's just not real. And that's not what I'm about.
Well, this is what I like about the show. You guys are intelligent, educated women, all of you.
Absolutely.
And it's real family issues and real work issues and real female interactions.
It is. It is.
It's not just a bunch of worried for no reason.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So you guys have had a heavy season with your marriages. And I definitely need to talk about this because I think that if there's anything that we can learn as a society mm-hmm. about communication between
Absolutely.
Husband and wife, because that's what a lot of it is.
I agree. It's definitely exactly what it is. I think for myself, my husband and I have fallen victim to that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not communicating.
Mm-hmm.
We're not actively working together
mm-hmm.
to try to make sure we keep our relationship whole
mm-hmm.
and solid. And it's a lot of hurt there, to be honest with you.
And it's really, it touches me to watch your guys' discussions / arguments. It started with Dr. Jackie, and I've had her on here, and I love Dr.
Yeah.
Jackie.
Yeah,
I love
cool.
her. She's a strong,
she
beautiful
is.
Woman. You all are, but you know. And then when her news broke out of her husband's infidelity, one of the
yes.
first things that early in the season is there was a really big disagreement between you and your husband about that.
Yes. It was. And it actually shed a little light on it, mm-hmm. on how he thinks and his thought process. And I was just like, really? Are you kidding me?
Well, to let people know, you thought, okay, her husband, Curtis,
yes.
Jackie's husband, was wrong
yes,
for cheating
absolutely.
On her. And
absolutely.
That it was wrong,
mm-hmm.
which is what most women would think.
Mm-hmm.
And what your husband said is, I can understand how a man who's married can have be a cheater. Because of he's not getting what he needs at home.
Right.
And you guys, that was our first kind of
yeah,
fight.
That
we
was
saw.
Kind of an inside of how he really
the
thinks.
The rift. It's
yeah.
caused shockwaves.
Yeah, because for me, I don't think that way. I mm-hmm. think that you end one relationship before you start another.
Yeah.
I think that adding someone to the formula could definitely be disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been, mm-hmm. and it can be. It really shocked me that my husband would think that way, because it's basically saying at any point someone can say, I'm not getting what I want, and this is why I did that.
And so it's your fault.
Exactly.
You know, it's not my fault.
Well, he
know?
Even went on to say that Jackie needs to fix it.
Yeah.
And that that was a problem for me, because a lot of times women, we are self-sacrificing. Mm-hmm. We give so much of ourselves, and it's a lot of times we don't get the things that we want or what we desire, mm-hmm. but we continue to try to make things work. So upon what my husband is saying, I could easily go out and say, well, guess what? I'm not getting what I want in this marriage.
You're not getting what you need at home. So was that the first time you had this insight and this aha moment? Because was that the first time you're like, wait a second, we don't have the same value right now with this?
Not at all. I it was the first time, and I was very, very shocked to hear my husband and hear him say that and actually think along the lines that he's been thinking. And more as the show unfolds and the season unfolds, I'm finding that he's a bit chauvinistic mm-hmm. in his attitude mm-hmm. and his outlook of marriage and what it should be.
Right, and that's something that you see a little bit when you guys. So what the thing is you feel neglected.
Absolutely.
You feel like he is not putting emotional support into your marriage. Mm-mm. And he's saying, well, I don't know what you're talking about, and I pay the bills, mm-hmm. so I do take care. Mm-hmm. And so this is a very common theme in marriages, where the women feel that the men, or one partner feels that the other partner's checked out. I don't mm-hmm. want to say men and women, just
right.
one partner feels that the other partner's checked out.
Right.
And then the other partner that's checked out feels like, well, no, I'm doing these things. Mm-hmm. You don't appreciate that.
Right. And that's exactly where I am. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, I'm not a housewife. I'm not just a stay-at-home mm-hmm. housewife. I mean, I have a number of jobs, mm-hmm. and I handle my household. Mm-hmm. I take care of the logistics of our household. If anything happens or goes wrong, you know, I'm the person that's, you know, there cleaning it up. Mm-hmm. When my husband comes home from work and he's talking about how his day was, mm-hmm. and I try my very best, and if there's been an issue, I try my very best to offer up a suggestion in terms of how I would probably handle things mm-hmm. and be a good partner.
Partner.
Yes, yeah. And I believe in that. And I think I made a huge mistake early on that now it's showing itself.
What was that mistake?
Taking on everything.
Yeah. Not asking for help.
Not asking for help, taking on everything.
And not communicating that you were doing it all and not asking for help.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, I see it with, you know, a lot of marriages where they get married and one partner takes on all of this mm-hmm. stuff and almost lets the other person do mm-hmm. what they got to do with their career. Mm-hmm. And then it builds up resentment.
Yes.
And you start to feel maybe like you're the help as opposed to the wife. Mm-hmm. Just letting you know that's what I've seen. So,
well, I'm letting you know that's how I feel.
Okay.
You know, even when I got his office together, there was a scene there where I got his office together in a very short period of time mm-hmm. after just coming off another, you know, working. And it never was appreciated. You mm-hmm. know, he said, well, we both did this. And I'm like, you've been at the hospital. I was the person who was getting the office together, and it hurt me.
It hurt you.
It did.
You feel like, so one of the things, this is a common thing, how do you communicate it? Because there was one scene mm-hmm. episode where you're telling him this, and he's then talking with his friends, and he's saying to his friends, well, I don't know what she's talking about.
Right.
She needs to let me know. So do you think when you look back at mm-hmm. everything that you've done, mm-hmm. and you look back at how you were able to talk to him about what your needs were, do you think you handled that communication the best way possible?
As best as I could at the time. Mm-hmm. There was an opportunity where he and I were sitting down, and I began, you know, he was questioning me, well, what is it that you need? What is it? You know, he was very aggressive.
He was, because he didn't understand, and he wanted you to tell him, and then it escalated where both of you were not happy.
Right, not happy. I didn't argue back with him, mm-hmm. but when we sat down, I said, listen, I want to talk. I was very calm, and I said, I want to talk to you about this. Well, tell me, what do you need? What do you mm-hmm. need? And I felt that even in that, he was being dismissive. Mm-hmm. He really didn't want to know exactly what I needed. He just wanted to check it off the list. Oh, I asked her and she didn't say anything.
Right.
So what I've learned in counseling, because we have done counseling before, was that when you are not being heard, or if you feel that the situation is going to cause some tension or mm-hmm. get out of control, what you want to do is write your thoughts down, write your needs down, and then you present that list to the person. You can calmly go over it. At the time, my husband did not want to be an effective listener.
And also, the therapy thing only works if both of you want therapy. Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
That is.
Do you think that that was one of the things, especially him being a doctor, mm-hmm. you know? I'm just saying, sometimes we're not the best patients.
Well, that is true. And we've actually had counseling before, and you know, he got us kicked out of counseling. So that didn't work.
Do we get to see that on TV?
You don't get a chance to see that on TV. But I do want the listeners to know that I am doing all that I know to do as a wife that's trying to hold her marriage together. Yeah. We went to counseling. You know, like I said before, that didn't work. I bought books thinking, mm-hmm. okay, well, you know, he's a scholastic achiever. He'll mm-hmm. receive it from the books. And, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it'll be better not coming from me. Mm-hmm. That didn't work. He didn't read the books. I said, okay, well, you know, let me write it down. Mm-hmm. And I wrote everything down. And
like he made a letter form.
Yeah, and he made a mockery of that. And then I went on and said, okay, well, let me lead by example, and then he'll reciprocate it.
Right.
He then put more demands on me. Mm. And then now, we, as you see us on the show with Married to Medicine, we're in our marital focus group. Mm-hmm. So
With your colleagues, with your peers, with your friends.
Yeah, with some of my friends. And mm-hmm. what I love about the marital focus group, I really recommend that everyone has one that's married. It's a safe place. It's a safe zone. People are not coming in there being judgmental. They're flawed as well. Mm-hmm. But they've been able to kind of work through their issues. And I really love that because that gives me hope in terms of what could possibly happen for my husband and I in our marriage.
Do you have, what's the temperature of your marriage now? What's the temperature? Because are you hopeful? Are you angry? Is he angry?
We're just taking it day by day right mm-hmm. now. Some days are, you know, all right, mm-hmm. okay, and mm-hmm. all right. And some days are it's just no movement, you know, complete standstill.
And I have to wonder if the public eye helps or hurts.
Well, you know, it's, you know, people are going to criticize, you know. I mean, I'm sure you have people who would leave comments.
Are you
even
kidding
on your
me?
Show.
Are you joking?
Even
yeah.
on your
yeah.
show, you know, oh, yeah, that yeah. they're going to criticize, ridicule, mm-hmm. and point fingers. Mm-hmm. But I would say that, you know, we have always had some challenges mm-hmm. in our relationship. And when those things would come about, for me, I would try to protect the both of us mm-hmm. and kind of keep that out of the forefront. Mm-hmm. So at times, you know, he wouldn't film or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. But
Give you a break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to protect not only him, I wanted to protect myself and I wanted to protect our marriage.
Yeah. If I could ask you up till now, because the story is still unfolding.
It is.
What is the biggest lesson, and this might change in a year when I see you again, mm-hmm. but what is the biggest lesson that you've learned right now so far about this?
In my marriage?
Yeah, in your marriage.
If a person wants it to work, then they will make it work. Mm-hmm. But if they don't, you might as well hang up the towel.
And that's something that you're still figuring out with mm-hmm. your husband. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, in the meantime, you are kicking ass as a boss. Because I had to touch on that, but I want people to know there's more to you.
Oh, God,
and,
yes.
And one of the things I feel like keeps you centered and grounded as a human being, as a female, as a mm-hmm. person, is other things that make you happy.
Absolutely.
And you're doing a lot. Okay, first of all, I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. You are a host of a daily talk show.
Yes.
It's called Sister Circle on TV One.
Yes.
That is huge.
Yes, I'm so grateful. I'm so,
so excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been amazing. We're probably around our 100th episode already.
Amazing. It's crazy.
It's nationally syndicated. Mm-hmm. It's truly a blessing because it's the polar opposite of
yes,
Married to Medicine.
It really is.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And I love it because it allows me to show who I am in my entirety. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a place where we inspire, we motivate, we educate, and it comes from a minority perspective.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's enough of that.
Yes.
I really don't.
I agree.
I don't think that there's enough. So I watched a few episodes and I was really excited. That's one of the questions you already answered is how is it different from Married to Medicine?
Yes.
Because you're really educating and empowering and inspiring minorities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you guys have a great host.
Yeah. Oh, it's just
circle.
A great, the panel mm-hmm. is amazing. There's some phenomenal women. Selena Johnson, who is Grammy Award winning. Mm-hmm. Rashawn Ali, who is has 12 years in both radio and television. Kiana Dancy, who is a comic relief mm-hmm. alongside of myself, because, you know. But she's a comedian. But it's just
she gets
really
paid
great.
To be funny. You're
yes,
just funny.
I'm just funny, honey. But the good thing about it's a sisterhood, and mm-hmm. it feels that way. I go to work every morning. I'm excited. I'm happy. Although it's really early.
But if you're doing what you love, you feel that energy. You don't even need caffeine.
No.
You don't. Mm-mm. You're just buzzed. You're happy.
It's so fun. It's great. And it's it's just a loving space, mm-hmm. you know, whereas on Married to Medicine, it's just a different type of content there.
And also the talk show Sister Circle on TV One mm-hmm. isn't about your personal life. You get to actually learn about other people, have yes. them tell you their stories, mm-hmm. and you get to sit there and encourage that conversation, like what we're doing here. What are some of the guests? You've had some great guests.
Oh my God, we've had so many yeah. people. We've had Wendy Williams has definitely been on
Love
the show.
Love Wendy. She's great, isn't she? Oh, she's really good.
She was cool. You know, yeah. we had a good time together, yeah. actually. We've had Sherilee Rouse on the show. Mm-hmm. She's been amazing. We've had
Kay Michelle's the episode I saw.
Kay Michelle's mm-hmm. oh my God, Kay Michelle. And I'm really proud of Kay Michelle mm-hmm. because, you know, she was very forthcoming and, mm-hmm. and honest. We talked a little bit about body image mm-hmm. and self esteem. And I question her. Mm-hmm. I am there to ask, you know, some of yeah. the hard questions. Yeah. You know, why would you do this to yourself? Why would you, you know, go and do certain things to your body?
Plastic surgery.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And you know, listen, I'm not here to judge anybody.
No, but see, that's my field. So I like the dialogue.
Right.
Sometimes I've come out on interviews and people have asked me about celebrities and I've said, hey, this is what I think they've done. I haven't treated them so I can
right.
talk about it. I was attacked on many, a lot of times people are happy to be talking about it. But then sometimes they think because I'm female, they forget that I'm also a physician. I'm actually bringing this conversation out because if you have a gorgeous supermodel who's getting paid to mm-hmm. be a supermodel, Bella Hadid, and you had a little... Not
message.
The cough, she said. And you've had a little nip tuck and you look phenomenal.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Why is that bad?
It's not.
Why does that, do I sound like I'm being mean? No, I'm educating.
No, not
so
at all.
I also think that as a young girl, if you're looking at that, you understand not everybody's born perfect. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you become perfect.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. Perfect is what you say is perfect as the
yeah.
individual. It's
mm-hmm.
what you feel comfortable with. But along the way, you know, Kay Michelle learned that, you know, she wasn't no longer comfortable
yeah.
with what was happening. And I asked her, I said, well, why would you do that to yourself? I met mm-hmm. you back in Memphis. We're both from the same place.
Oh, you
I
knew
said,
her
yeah.
back, yeah.
And I said, you know, you were beautiful then. What mm-hmm. what happened? And she said, you know what? It was my self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I did it for the love of men.
Yeah.
And she said she thought that if she got the biggest butt and the biggest boobs and the this and the that the man would no longer cheat on her. And she soon found that was untrue. That's not the case.
But you know what? That is something I see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Sometimes my biggest database of people coming to see me as a patient are the ones who have had some sort of bad relationship
yeah.
that hasn't worked out. So they're trying to fix themselves.
Yeah.
To be perfect for the next one.
Yeah.
But that's not where the problem lies.
No, because we all have to realize that we are imperfect. Every person breathing, we're
mm-hmm.
imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to do is we have to try to work on ourselves
mm-hmm.
and fix ourselves to be the very best self we can be. And then we present that to another person. And I think in that, you strive together.
Mm-hmm.
You're constantly growing. I really feel sorry for a person who says, listen, I know everything. I feel like you're not growing anymore.
If you know everything... Mm-hmm. then you actually don't know anything.
Exactly.
You really don't.
Exactly.
And you're
that's
not
true too.
Yeah,
that's
true. Mm-hmm. You're not hungry and you just, it's almost a form of apathy.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is.
So you can never, you say you know enough. Mm-hmm. My 3-year-old niece says that, you know, it's okay because at 3 years old,
yeah.
but not when you're, you know, older, you have to get seasoned. Things change. Your ideas change. And what was fact to you today? Like I asked you what your lesson was. I don't know what you're going to say next time I talk to you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
but we will be talking again.
But we will be talking again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Inspiring conversations on lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. This is Glamier with Dr. Tabitha Amir.
You like to cook.
Love to cook. It's actually one of my greatest passions. I enjoy it.
You are talking to someone who does not know how to cook.
You have got to be kidding me.
But I look at your videos. I went to med school. I learned that. All right. I left a spaghetti plate in the microwave for a week before my mom found it.
No.
Yeah. I'm a little better. I'm a little better now. Okay. But so I actually get fascinated.
Yeah.
Fascinated watching your videos.
Oh, thank you.
You know why? Because I think, whoa, you can do that with food. Mm-hmm. They're very simple mm-hmm. and really, really great.
Yes, yes, yes. So when we talk a little bit about the simplicity of something, I'm just thinking of a recipe off the top of my head, but I use spaghetti squash mm-hmm. Instead of actually the noodles yeah. and the starch, and you cut the yeah. carbohydrates yes. out that way. You're still going to get the same texture and the flavor mm-hmm. is there. Mm-hmm. And it's just great. It's light and, you know, I do it with a little chicken, some peppers, but I do just really enjoy cooking. It's like a tranquil, peaceful time for mm-hmm. me. And again, I grew up with my mom. You know, her and I would spend special time together in the kitchen. It was kind of like our bonding time. It was fun. It was exciting. She always made it where it was not a chore, mm-hmm. a chore. So I felt like, okay, this is fun. This yeah. is what I like. So I turn my music on. I get my wine going.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I just have a good time in the kitchen.
It's fun to have a little wine and cook. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever cooked with your husband?
You know what's weird? No, I have not. And it's because I think, again, you know, in his mind, you know, that's for the woman to do.
Right.
It so happened that I really enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
And then he is busy. He's, you know, a physician just as you are. Mm-hmm. But we have never, in fact, since we've gotten married, my husband hadn't really cooked anything.
Yeah,
he just
yeah.
waits for me to do it.
Well, you love doing it.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting because, you know, I had a lot of this reverse thing when I was growing up. Like, as a woman, mm-hmm. as a minority in my family culture, my mom once said to me, you need to learn to cook because mm-hmm. someday your husband's going to
yeah.
need. And I remember thinking, if my husband doesn't know how to cook, he's going to learn how to starve.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to fight.
You don't have to be famished. Wait a minute now.
You know, I think I was trying to back off those gender roles and trying mm-hmm. to be like, listen, if I were a male going
right.
to med school, I don't feel quite that crazy about it anymore. But I remember having that thing
yeah.
where as a woman, I'm going to school and I still have to learn to cook.
Yeah.
As a man, he's saying it's a female.
Yeah.
yeah. So I think I often wonder if maybe encouraging him to cook with you might be a social fun mm-hmm. thing. I don't know. I'm no psychiatrist.
But he is. How about
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah, he is.
He is.
That's right. He is a psychiatrist.
But,
oh, that's
but
right.
But I actually like the idea, mm-hmm. and I would be open to trying that
yeah.
with him. I really, really like that idea.
Yeah, it could be a nice bonding thing.
I
think
so.
You guys could have a little glass of wine together, and don't get mad mm-hmm. if he messes up a...
No, it's perfect. I don't expect for him to be perfect in the kitchen. I don't.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been cooking for years. It didn't just happen
yeah,
overnight.
Yeah.
But I love the interaction of it
yeah,
all. I do
fun.
Like that idea.
Yeah.
But I just have to see if he's open to it.
Yeah, yeah. Like he can do the manly things, wink wink, like chop the vegetables,
yeah.
crack
okay.
the coconuts.
Okay.
Wink. We're winking, we know.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, first of all, I just have to say that everything that you're going through, I appreciate that you're using it as a platform to teach people.
Yes.
Because
of course.
When people like you, who I adore and admire,
I appreciate that.
Come on, I hate talking about this personal stuff, even though it's my job, but I figure if I can talk about it in mm-hmm. a way that allows you to voice your opinion mm-hmm. and teach,
yeah,
it's actually fine. It's
good. Not in vain. That's how I look at
it. It's not in vain.
It's not in vain. And I'm going to see to it that it's not. And I'm grateful because I've been getting so many, the support that's out there for me is amazing. It's just been so heartfelt. And the number of women
yeah.
that's going through this has been overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
I can't even tell you the number of DMs I get, the comments, the emails, and it's just like, wow. You know, if I could teach a class for men, mm-hmm. you know, I would love to do that because they're missing the mark.
They are. And what do you think that they're missing?
I don't think that they really consider the feelings of a woman. You know, you have to handle a woman with tenderness,
mm-hmm.
love, honor, respect.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of men think along the lines of my husband, you know, I pay the bills. Well, yes, you do pay the bills, and I appreciate that. You pay the bills that you benefit from. In my household, I'm still paying bills of my very own.
That's one of the things you talked about. You
yeah.
said that you felt like he plays the money card
yeah.
to hold that over your head.
I don't like that.
Do you think that's the case? For even now?
Well, I think for him, that's the only way that he knows how to display love. And let me give you a little bit of a backdrop of the history. And it was even talked about in the show. My husband said when he initially met me and we were early on in our relationship, maybe about a year or so in, I don't know. He was like, I didn't want to give Quad anything.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I felt like, you know, that he had worked hard and he had went to school for a number of years. So why should he share anything? So it was very selfish actually coming into the relationship. And, you know, that was the tone that was set. You know, I had always been an independent thinker, a hard worker. And, you know, so I said, okay, well, maybe this may change over a period of time. But I think it changed in terms of him finally opening up a little bit financial, meaning he pays the mortgage.
Yeah.
Okay.
But and you offered to pay for a year. He said no.
Oh, he said no. He would not allow that. So it made me feel like, well, I'm offering help and a financial contribution. Why won't you accept this? So I did feel like he was utilizing the money mm-hmm. to kind of hold it over my head. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. When a person can't offer you the emotional support that they can offer, what do they retreat to? If it's nothing but the financial component.
Yeah.
And so it's a bit different around our household these days.
But different in a good way or in the same?
Much of the same. We don't have shared bank accounts. Mm-hmm. You know what? We didn't exchange gifts for Christmas. I said for us not to do that. Yeah. And I'll tell you why. It's not about money for me.
Yeah.
That's not what I want from my husband. Yeah. That's not what I'm seeking from my husband. I really want him to get that I need love. I need appreciation. I need to feel valued. And I need him to make me feel that we are one, mm-hmm. that we are a unit. And so I can't take something from him of monetary value. Mm-hmm. That's not teaching
that
lesson.
Point.
That's not the point.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel very sad a little bit mm-hmm. because I was hoping that it would be different talking
yes.
to you.
Yes.
And I'm still going to hope for that because you are smart.
Thank you.
You're well-spoken and you're motivated.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you have the strength and the perseverance and the desire for this to work, it's going to work. It's as long
as you
have
you're
that.
You're right. You're mm-hmm. right. But here's the thing. We're talking about two people.
Yeah.
So, yes, I can have that desire all day.
It's if
but
he does.
If he doesn't, mm-hmm. then it's I'm fighting a losing battle.
Yeah.
And I have to cut my losses. You see? And so.
Yeah, yeah. And it seems like you're wrapping your head around the other options.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate. I've been with my husband for 10 years. We've been married for 6. I didn't get married to get a divorce. You
no.
know, I felt like it would be forever. But I do love me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to hold on to my happiness, you
mm-hmm.
know, not just for myself, you know, for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, let's be honest. This is how I make my money, my personality. I can't lose myself
yeah.
in this.
Yeah.
But at the same token, I don't want anything, you know, any bad for him. I want him to continue to flourish and do well and
you
be
want
happy
him.
As well.
You want him and you together in marriage.
I would love it.
As a partnership where you both are happy to be together. And this is something that is such a common thing,
mm-hmm.
especially 10 years in. You know, you've got the kids, you've got the business, you've got the stress, and then you have a TV show.
Yes.
This is something that happens more often than not. So,
but you know what? I feel that although my marriage right now is in turmoil,
mm-hmm.
I will never turn to look at another man.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say I found myself turning to my career.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Yeah.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, I found myself turning to my career, you know, with BCBG, with the cookbook Romance on the Table.
Yeah, so
soon.
You have a cookbook coming. Great.
Yes,
that's
yes,
good. I'm
yes,
glad.
Yes, I did. Which is really awesome. I just got some really great news.
Yeah.
Today I'm having a meeting with HarperCollins.
That's great.
So that's,
I can't wait for that.
Awesome.
So you are going to name it.
Yeah, it's Romance on a Table,
okay.
a saucy way to spice up your love life.
All right.
You know, my husband loves my food. He's just a bit stubborn on what I need from him.
I'm going to get you homework.
Mm-hmm.
Try and cook with him, see how that goes.
I like that idea.
Put a little cute little, you know, cooking kind of saucy outfit on, cook
Ooh.
With him, have Ooh. A little wine. Just be playful and
mm-hmm.
don't take it so seriously.
Yeah.
And just role play a little bit,
mm-hmm.
see how that goes. What's the worst? A good meal can come out of it.
Oh, a good meal is definitely going to come out of it. So
All
we
right.
know that.
So I do want. I know that you have so much other press going on today,
it's
and
okay.
I have to tell you that your skin, as a dermatologist. Wait, I'm like flipping all over. I have to get.
It's okay.
How do you do it? I am watching your videos and your TV. You have to give people your secrets. Some of these secrets that you do, because you've got beautiful skin in person and on camera.
Thank you so much. A lot of it comes from my mom.
Mm-hmm. Genetics.
Know. Yes, a lot of it does. But I do. I do a skincare regimen every night.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use a vitamin C
mm-hmm.
Moisturizer
yeah.
type of a cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a lot of sunscreen,
mm-hmm.
right? Even
sunscreen
in the winter.
Sunscreen is great.
Even
yeah,
in the winter.
Absolutely.
And
it's
just done well for me.
Yeah. It's done well. I mean, that's genetics and taking care and protecting is
mm-hmm.
fabulous. And I love vitamin C, especially if it's a good one.
Yes.
And that sunblock, I'll tell these young girls out there, you know when you start to realize that the sunblock is working? When you hit a certain age, 30, I think was the age. Between 27 and 30, I could start seeing a difference between me and my friends who weren't wearing sunblock.
Wow, they looked older.
Between 27 and 30, yep.
Wow.
And I was always wearing sunblock or I was staying out of the sun. I mean,
yeah.
I remember I smear
and
that
you
white
are
stuff
beautiful.
On. Thank you.
You guys see her? This woman is gorgeous.
I'm just like, thank you. But I'm just like, for me, it was sunblock. And I remember we'd be at the beach and they would say, what's the point, Tab? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can self-tan and put this stuff on my face.
Absolutely.
You'll be talking to me. And then between 27 and 30, I could see these different the major difference. So, you know, you've got the beautiful genetics and then you're taking good care of it.
And,
so.
And listen, this is me with makeup on. Guys, I promise if I took my makeup off, I would look every bit of 12.
Yeah.
So I actually put makeup on. No, I actually wear makeup. To
look I don't like
older.
You anymore.
I love you still. But I wear makeup to try to make me look older.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No, but it's great.
It's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have. And you've got beautiful skin. I was like, I got to ask her.
Thank
There's
you.
No highlight on her. It's just her skin. It's just glowing.
Skin.
So, you know. Take care of you. Yeah. Take care of because you have a bigger purpose in your life than to be worrying about somebody else.
That's, I appreciate
and I
that.
Hope and
I
pray.
Receive that.
I hope you do because I hope and pray and all that stuff that it does work out. You know that. But, you know, I firmly believe this. We are not here to be fully occupied about somebody else's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to do things.
Yeah.
Good things.
Yeah.
And so are you.
That's true. That's true. I love that.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Yeah, it is good advice.
Come on, Doc.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's how I live. If somebody's gonna be a certain kind of way, if I'm in a relationship and the man that I'm with is not being a man, guess what? I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna do what I do.
And
but at some point, I have a life to live and things to do. And if you're preventing that, you gotta go.
That's true. And I just want to say for the men that are out there listening, we're not male bashing or anything like that. I think the man is so beautiful. I really do. Just the structure of a man and his strength.
Me too.
I really can appreciate that. But let me just say, I think
I love masculinity.
Yes,
I love it.
The mistake that men make, though.
Yeah.
And I don't think they realize that when you leave your woman to do every single thing, one day she might wake up and say, why do I need him? I do everything anyway.
Yeah. Or she might say, for what?
Yeah.
Because if you're the reason that that we're doing what we're doing and then you're not treating us well, for what?
That's
I'm
right.
I'm out. So, yeah. I hope that doesn't happen. And we're not male bashing.
No, absolutely
I think it's
not.
Just two ladies talking. And
absolutely.
This is how ladies talk, all right?
Absolutely, it is.
Sometimes there's some bashing, but not right now.
She is something. No, we're not bashing.
Not today. I loved having you on. I'm such a fan.
It's been my pleasure.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure. And I really am rooting for you.
Thank you.
I love that you're showing yourself so authentically. It can't be easy. And we get to learn from that.
It's not, especially when you're in a den of lions, because of course all of this I'm going through right now with, you know, my husband, and then I got some of the ladies on the show who's trying to draw a connection and say, you know, people who probably don't like me anyway, or they're like, oh, you know, she's becoming more successful than us, and so, you know, let's try to draw a connection. And so I really it's hard. It's hard to know that you're going through so much, but then you feel like, who can I trust?
Right.
You know,
trust
so
yourself. That's
you
it.
Trust yourself.
And you know how I said some of the ladies don't like you? My mom said something to me when I was a kid. I loved strawberries. Would eat them all the time. She's like, you like strawberries, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I love them. She's like, you know, there are people out there that don't like strawberries. You're never going to make everybody happy.
That's so true. It's just the false narratives.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times when people have their own agenda, and some of the ladies do it on our show with Married to Medicine, it's like, okay, she's going through something over here with her husband. Okay, let me see how I can latch on to that and try to prove my case to kind of continue the false narrative.
Well, guess
and
what? If
that's
you
hard.
Don't, if as a woman, if you're not paying attention to your own life and you're worrying about somebody else's, your own life is suffering. So when you come back to it, it'll be like, oh shit, well, I forgot about all the stuff that I'm going through. I've been so focused on hating that other person.
Do you know, I just said that
you
on
did?
Sister Circle. I did. And I said, if you want the change that you want to see in your life, if you do things a little bit different, instead of working on trying to sabotage the next woman, then things will change in your life.
And you know, when I heard Gabrielle Union say this, she's great. You know, when you are hating, does it make you have a better car, a bigger house, a better man, bigger
Not
bank account? No, it doesn't do anything. So save your energy.
I'll tell you what it's doing. It's wasting time.
It's wasting time. It is. It is wasting time. You have made my day. You're amazing.
Dear, thanks for having me.
Married to Medicine on Bravo. Check your local listing.
Yes.
And you can follow Quad.
Absolutely, Quad. I'll just give you guys the whole entire rundown before we get out of here. Social media platforms, I'm at Absolutely Quad. please do follow me. I interact with my fans, and I love my newcomers to the Quad Squad. Married to Medicine comes on every single Friday at 9 o'clock on Bravo. Do tune in. Don't miss it. If you've missed a couple episodes, do catch up. And also Sister Circle. If you're looking to be inspired, motivated, and educated, please tune in. And laugh, honey, because it is a good kiki.
It is funny.
You must tune in to Sister Circle Live. It's on TV One everywhere, and also among some Tegna channels as well, because it's owned by Tegna, to be honest with you. And speaking of Tegna, we actually just inked a good deal, a big deal with Sony.
That's great.
It
so
is,
more,
right?
More viewers. That's fabulous. More,
it's
more outlets.
We're about to do a major expansion.
When you when your book is out,
yes,
will you please come back?
I'll come back. All
right.
I'll come back. And I'll actually, we're setting up a tour. I do some cooking demonstrations at Williams-Sonoma, uh-huh, with Williams-Sonoma. And so we're looking to do more cooking demonstrations.
Fab.
So we're currently getting a tour together. It's going to be great, guys.
And all that info will be on your social media.
Everything. Follow me at Absolutely Quad, guys.
All right. Absolutely Quad. You're absolutely amazing.
Thank you, baby.
I loved having you on.
Yeah, it's been
and
a pleasure.
I mean, I hope that I've definitely learned some things, and I've felt like you've taught me some things, and I hope that I was able to do the same for you.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. You gave me the business. I like it.
I can't wait to see those videos where you cook with your husband, all right?
Yes, that's good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.